Well, today I'd like to talk to you about Patrick James Riley, Pat Riley, born March 20th, 1945. He's been a successful basketball executive, a former coach and player in the NBA. He's been the team president of the Miami Heat since 1995 and head coach in two other separate tenures. He's been the head coach of five championship teams, four of them with the Lakers back in the 80s during Showtime, and then one with the Miami Heat in 2006. He's been named NBA Coach of the Year three times as head coach of the Lakers and as head coach of the New York Knicks and the Heat. He's also been the head coach of an NBA All-Star Game team nine times. And eight of those times was with the Western Conference team and once with the Eastern Conference team. He also has won the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award for the NBA Coaches Association. And so we've got a guy here that was born in Rome, New York, 6'4", 205 pounds. He's been successful on all levels. He went to Kentucky, University of Kentucky. He was drafted in the NBA draft in 1967. First round, seventh pick overall, selected by the San Diego Rockets, who eventually became the Houston Rockets. He was a guard, he was a forward. And then he had a coaching career with the Lakers and with the New York Knicks and with the Miami Heat. He also has been, as a player, NBA champion. He was a first-team All-American, third-team All-American, SEC Player of the Year. His number 42 is retired by Kentucky. As a head coach, he was a five-time NBA champion, three-time NBA Coach of the Year, nine-time NBA All-Star Game head coach. He's listed in the top 10 coaches in NBA history. As an assistant coach, he was an NBA champion under Paul Westhead when the Lakers won it in 1980. And as an executive, he's a three-time NBA champion. So this is a man who's been quite successful. He made the Basketball Hall of Fame as a coach. And so he's been, as I had already said, one of the most successful basketball coaches and team executives. And in his book, entitled The Winner Within, he communicates principles that he used to build those winning teams. And when you think about sports ministry, you wouldn't necessarily think about his name and sports ministry being tied together. But one principle that jumps off the pages of his book and communicates something that's very important when putting together a sports ministry team, and that principle is one of covenant. Listen to what Pat Riley wrote. He said, "A covenant is an agreement that binds people together. Sometimes a covenant is written out in detail. Sometimes it is unspoken, completely expressed through action or trust. Every team develops covenants over time through simply being together. But some covenants are better than others, and a number of covenants are actually destructive. Flawed covenants are often built on negativity and insidious behavior. That's why there are so many bad teams out there. Any team afflicted with the disease of me functions with a tacit covenant of self-destruction. The constructive covenant binds people together. It creates equal footing. It helps people shoulder their own responsibility. It prescribes terms for the help and support of others and creates a foundation for teamwork." So, to keep anything of any value together, there needs to be some sort of covenant. I like how John Piper explains how God made covenants with his people Israel and why we study them. Piper writes, "The reason we study the covenants is because in them we see the biblical proof that God's job description does indeed include the responsibility to withhold no good thing for those who walk uprightly. and to work for those who wait for him, and to turn every strep throat and stripped clutch and stinging put down for our eternal good. That's what I would offer as a definition of God's covenants. When God makes a covenant, he reveals his own job description and signs it. In almost every case, he comes to the covenant partner, lays his job description out, and says, "This is how I will work for you with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my strength. If you will love me as I am, cleave to me, and trust me to keep my word." So what have you, when you think about ministry, when you think about being effective as a teammate, what have you covenanted? Here's a good place to start. The partnership between leadership and participants is critically important to the success of sports ministry and to the church's mission to develop the whole person for the glory of God. And so when you covenant with somebody else, your goal is for the good of others and for the glory of God. So what is it that you have covenanted with somebody about? When you think about the idea of marriage, marriages fail because the covenant, that's a good covenant as they start out, is not upheld to. Things get worse, usually it's worse, and somebody bails. And so we see here that when he says, or that when we stand on an altar and we say, for better, for worse, we promise to keep a promise. And so what Riley is talking about, when he's talking about covenant, he's saying a team has thought out what is going to make us successful. And so even if I don't feel like practicing, even if I don't feel like doing what the coach says, even if I don't agree, we're all in agreement that somebody is going to call the shots, and I'm going to stand with that person, win or lose. And if you've got 12 different people doing 12 different things, it isn't going to work. So let me ask you today, how important is covenant with you? You want to keep your word, you keep your word, and you see great things happen. I love how Riley put that the disease of me will destroy any institution. And so are you one that's living a life of respect for one another and willingness to put your life on the line? The Bible says, greater love has no man than that one that would lay his life down for his friends. That's what a teammate does. And that comes through covenant. That comes through keeping a promise. Promising to keep a promise.